On the way to Chevron, my father tries to save my life. We are driving to gas up my car when he turns to me, says, "There's something I should tell you." Says, "Truth is, I've worried it could happen to you." Says, "There've been women burned clear to death." Says, "I know it's weird, but I wanted you to know." Then he pauses, embarrassed. In his pause is room enough for me to think, "Holy shit," and self-immolation. To wonder if he senses, after all, the part of me that verges always on combustion. Smoldering heart, I fight to keep from flaring up and engulfing the small spaces I cram myself into. Day after day in the laundry room and kitchen, narrow confinement of the bathroom. My washer and dryer spin out the years, murmuring, "Not done, not done, not done." Dinners no one likes bubble over, God help me, night after night on the stove. And the toilet is bolted so close to the wall, the only way to get it clean is on my knees. Some days, I rest there like a sick person, head lolled over, hair in my face, and listen while my children trash the house. I'm glad the mirror cannot find me way down there, a controlled burn of a woman where a raging goddamn wildfire might have been. I stop the car, and he starts again, my father. Says, "You've got to stay outside while you pump your gas." Says, "You sit back down, you're building up static." Says, "Sparkle jump right down the gas tank and light you up." Says, "Touch something before the nozzle. Discharge your spark. Promise me," he says, "you'll do it every time." Later, walking room to room to watch my family sleep, I stand at each bedside in the dark, not knowing where it's safe to put my hands.